from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 a.m. Getting dangerous over there, Leroy?
I just tell you, the trees are awake.
Wow.
There is not a speck of sun. It is looking god-awful out here.
Man.
Be careful, folks.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marlins, they host the Cubs tonight at 7:10. Max Meyer on the hill for the fish against Kyle Hendricks. Tomorrow, Florida State opens up their season at noon against Georgia Tech. That game is in Dublin. And the Noles are 10-point favorites over the Yellow Jackets. Last night in preseason, the Bears... they completed an undefeated preseason, Leroy. 4-0 for the Bears.
Remember they had that means nothing.
They beat the Chiefs 34-21. And the Colts handled the Bengals 24-17. Good first drive from Anthony Richardson. Then he threw a nasty pick six. So But he's a moose. That's another moose. Woo! Big. See if he can stay healthy this year. It's interesting to see what he brings to the Colts. Here's another story. Jimmy Butler and a YouTube influencer, they had to settle a lawsuit. Jimmy Buckets had to pay $340,000, which is about three quarters of a game check, to settle a lawsuit because they said that he influenced his fans to buy cryptocurrency. Become a big thing. We're coming after the celebrities for the cryptocurrency.
Hey, Tom Brady and his ex lost a lot of money off that.
Yep, the FTX deals. That's right. With the what was that guy's name? Sam Bankman-Fried. Yeah, that guy was a scammer. He had to take off the name off of the arena, FTX.
It's pretty amazing how quickly they can do that. I mean, it is on top of an arena.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I mean, Miami, they got Herald. That American Airlines going. It was a big plane up there. They just, I mean, yikes.
Miami Herald writes, Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler and YouTube influencer Ben Armstrong have agreed to pay $340,000 to settle a lawsuit accusing them of helping to deceive investors into buying unregistered securities from Binance Holdings Limited, which operates as the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Armstrong and Butler denied wrongdoing as part of the settlement, according to court records. A U.S. district judge will now decide whether to preliminarily approve the agreement, which was filed in Miami federal court on Monday. The deal was reached months after talks involving a mediator, former Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Michael Handsman. Altman will then consider signing off the settlement at a final hearing where buyers of Binance unregistered securities will have the opportunity to voice their opinion on the agreement. It was filed last year by against Butler and Armstrong, who goes by the name BitBoy Crypto. Can I just say something, just as an aside? I don't want to see anybody lose their money, of course. I don't want it. But I wasn't a crypto bro, still am not. Don't you kind of know you're getting what you're getting into? You know? I mean, Jimmy Butler's at fault because I bought Hocus Pocus money.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know that. I like investing in things.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
I like it. I like investing in things, not imaginary stuff.
I don't even remember Jimmy Butler.
So if you sold all your crypto, what did you sell?
Well, I don't know.
Air. Right. If you buy crypto, what are you buying?
I'm just very confused by it.
I'm so too confused to do it.
They also sued co-founder of Binance, Changpeng Zhao. The suit accused them of luring customers into buying cryptocurrency and tokens, including their native token, which is actually unregistered securities, violation of U.S. law. All right. Well, there you go. Jimmy Butler.
No kidding, Weather Channel.
What happened?
Flood advisory until Friday, August 23rd at 2 o'clock.
I can tell really? You. I don't need a couple of things.
I can look outside and tell you. This is what I mean about the weather.
There's two things I don't need advisories for anymore. Flood advisories and heat advisories. I've been advised.
Right.
I'm aware.
But aren't you aware before the advisory comes? Like, I'm looking outside right now, and I'm saying, hey, folks, be careful. Look like it's going to be some heavy rain.
I got that advisory it was already pouring. And I got, right. Oh, hey, it's gonna start raining in 30 minutes. No, sir, you're wrong.
That's why you need to do a better job of looking outside and making a determination for yourself. Because by the time you watch the news or get the notice, it's too late.
Mm. You guys want to hear I know Leroy loves this guy. Keanu Reeves.
John Madden?
Listen, can I just say this? From everything I've heard, Keanu Reeves is a great dude.
Excellent. One of Hollywood's best.
Okay. That still doesn't mean that every movie he does is the same guy.
No, it's not true. It's not true. Shane Falco is not the same as Neo. It's not.
Yeah, the coach at the coach from Hardball is not the same guy as Neo.
He was a degenerate gambler. Didn't the Heat cost him a lot of money in that game?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
So okay, like I get it. I understand that he did a couple of anomalies. But for the most part, come on, dude.
Well, I don't want to bring
John Wick.
I don't want to bring up John Wick. Because Keanu Reeves is well liked, and I feel like you're going to tell him to grow up.
No.
Well, what about him?
Wait a minute. What's wrong with John Wick?
Listen, Keanu Reeves, the person I'm never going to have a problem with. So you don't see, unlike you clowns, I can separate the person from the artist.
But you don't like his art.
That don't mean I don't like the person. I just explain to you how I feel.
But normally when people separate the art from the artist, it's usually because the art is really good and they don't like the person.
It could go either way.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think that's how it's supposed to go, though, dude. You know, usually it's like, oh, man, shame about R. Kelly. Really hate that he's a scumbag.
They don't play his music nowhere.
Yeah, but it's not normally like, man, never have to watch a Keanu Reeves movie. Here's a nice guy, though.
No, but, and I've seen all of them. So I'm not, I'm just saying, they're all the same guy.
Anyway.
Change the title, change the plot, all the same guy.
He signed a one-day contract with the Windsor Spitfires, a team that he tried out for as a teen growing up in Canada, but did not make, which made him go focus on acting.
That's cool, but let's just...
What?
Listen, why don't he get ready to play John Madden? How about that?
Is he playing John Madden?
Yeah.
I thought it was Nick Cage.
Oh, is it? It's one of them, right? It's one of those two. It's Nick Cage.
Think about this. John Wick 1, 2, 3.
And 4.
The plot changes, the whatever. I've never seen a guy in a movie with more killing and fighting never raise his voice.
So?
Here, You know who he should
here
play?
Here you go. Hey. I got to get even.
That's not what he sounds like.
Don't do anything to my dog.
Did you not see Dave Carradine as Kung Fu? He never raised his voice.
What was the movie where he got captured by those girls in the
Everybody's
house?
Everybody's poisoned in Kung Fu movies.
No, they be raising their voice. They raise their voice. They do that.
Did you ever see the one where he got captured in the house and like those girls because they called him to be a pervert?
What was
that movie? He freaked out in that movie.
Yeah, it was a 2 year. They got him. They got him. I got.
What about since he was a goalie? Hear me out. Keanu Reeves stars
in Mighty Ducks 3?
No. We already had Mighty Ducks 3.
Did we?
Yeah. That's when they took on the international team, I believe.
Oh, okay. So
Knock Knock is the name of the movie.
Keanu Reeves stars in Bob, the Sergei Bobrovsky story.
Hey, my sentiments exactly. So wait, we barely could get him in these movies to talk English. You're gonna get him to talk with an accent? You don't think that's
wait. He could do the accent. You did see John Wick.
Just a little, yeah, he could do it.
He had to get stamped by the family. He had to talk Eastern Europe language.
Telling you.
I like it.
That's funny.
I mean, he is 60, but, you know.
Really? I will say this.
He doesn't look his age.
Yeah, no. I can't believe Keanu Reeves is 60.
Looks good.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be smart. WQAM. It's a Friday. Hope everybody's getting ready for a fun weekend. Leroy's got some Korean barbecue coming up tonight. We got some preseason football coming up tonight. Game Day Uncensored comes your way. 3:30 today. Myself and Solana will get you going. And looking forward to it, man. Big weekend ahead. Our last weekend without Canes or Dolphins in a long time. You know, real games. I'm talking real games, of course. This is the Mike White Derby. Then we can get into some real football statement games. Yeah. Leroy, you want to get the goosies?
Yes.
Eric Spoelstra has just dropped a video on the Heat's Twitter and Instagram celebrating his former point guard, Goran Dragic, and just ready to get it's going to get dusty in here, so just be ready.
Hey, Goran, all of us at the Heat wanted to wish you all the best for the Night of the Dragon weekend. It's an absolute celebration and acknowledgement of a brilliant, amazing career. What you're doing this weekend transcends the game of basketball. You are changing people's lives in such a positive way. And the support you've gotten for this weekend speaks to how much you are loved, not only in Slovenia and in Europe, but here in the 305. It was an honor to coach you, and it was a privilege to be able to see you as a father, a brother, a teammate, and I'm so grateful to be able to call you a friend. I miss you, I love you, and we can't wait to see you when you get back to Miami.
Oh, that little face, that rascal.
Hey, there's only one other person that he would actually need a tissue for, and that's Bobrovsky, right?
I love that guy. the best. Goron.
Let me ask you this.
He misses him.
Between Goron.
No, I'm saying Sto misses him.
Between Goron, Sergei, and Little Nico, who do you love the most?
Oh, he goes I think he goes with Bobrovsky first.
But he loves
my top brat. My top brate.
He Bobrovsky. Loves Nico. Like
Goron.
He loves Goron, but Bobrovsky, because he was ride or die with Bobrovsky. Goron never really had that stretch.
Yeah, but he never tried to offer. He never tried to ship Goron. He tried to ship Sergei.
I was
he tried
mad.
Bringing him back multiple times.
I've tried bringing him back multiple times. Nobody would listen to me. I felt like a crazy old man outside the arena. Please bring back Goron!
But you tried to get rid of Sergei.
I never tried to get rid of Sergei.
When he was struggling, giving up the four.
No, I never did. I was the only one sitting here taking rocks and cast stones. And Quinville wanted Drieger back. By the way, welcome back. Welcome back, Chris Drieger.
I never talked about trading him. Listen. Let me don't get mad at me because of my financial gains of riding the heater.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I did was ride a heater. Okay? You can put whatever twist you want on it. I rode the heater. If you ride the heater and it pays off, like, okay.
Man, that's a cool thing. But
You know, it is.
Because, and he's doing a lot of great work in Slovenia. It's for charity.
Can I just say this? We say this all the time. That organization is class.
Yep.
Right? And when you see the other organizations in your city even coming close to that, for now, you look at what the Panthers are doing. Class act.
Yep.
You look at what the Dolphins are starting to build. Right? Top to bottom. Class act. How they do things. The way they go about their business. How they support their players. The stuff they're putting around their players for the team, right? Class act. And everybody doesn't have the luxury of having two or three organizations in the city that do things like that. And so it's pretty cool.
The thing with Goron is just like, you know, that last great moment in the final. Like, it's so cruel, man. And I know you say, like, sports isn't fair all the time. Hell, like, you tell us about the damn kick. Like, Jesus, Leroy. Game one, the foot tears, and the tears in his eyes. He's trying to warm up the next game. He's stuck on the bench.
It's sports, man.
I don't like that.
I can't listen. And I don't hold it against him. It's an unfortunate thing. But, like, when people say before the season, what do you hope for? First and foremost, they hope for health. So that you can be the best version of yourself when it counts. And when you look at what has happened here over the last few years, basketball, and even last couple of years, a little bit with football, you've never gotten the opportunity to be at full strength when it mattered. So starting off this season, the same thing with the Heat, you know, first things first. We don't know how good we are until we're able to perform in those high-pressure games healthy.
Give me the two dumbest things ever. One is Goran Dragic on a masterpiece playoff run, tearing his foot, and then Rajon Rondo becoming Ray Allen.
That's hell. Funny. Now, that was funny.
No, it wasn't!
It was funny because, like, hey, coach, you want us to guard him? No, he can't shoot!
every
right? Wait, Vlad. You still leave him alone, right?
You talking about that 40-point the 40-point masterpiece he put against you guys?
Listen.
But y'all won the series. What? It doesn't matter.
And
you
guess
won the
what?
Series.
If they had another quarter, right?
Oh, they would have won.
If they had another quarter, I would have kept letting Rondo shoot.
Come on.
Mm. One of the smartest
points. I have an inside source that kind of says something about you and Goron.
Oh, wait a minute.
That I'm loved?
Are you creeping?
No.
You creeping?
Apparently, you tried to trade Goron.
Oh, is it Stunt Steve? Get him out of here. He doesn't care.
Hey,
you know what he is?
Hey,
Stunt Steve. You
know what he is? You know what he is? He is the person at customer service that asks you if you got a receipt. Yes, I do.
Stunt Steve is the
when Kawhi was available from San Antonio.
Oh.
He thinks you tried to trade him.
He thinks I tried to trade him or I did trade him.
We have beef.
That might have been the only
one. To say.
I will tell you one thing. I put Bam in that trade.
always Bam, huh?
Yeah. But he was 19. He was a child.
But guess what? You notice how all these stories are coming out. Guess who never traded anybody? Leroy.
Except Bobrovsky.
Huh? I didn't try. First of all, the reason why I never tried to trade anybody in hockey because I don't know who you would get in return. So also, I don't know enough about hockey to know that I could trade for this or that. So, no. I know I didn't try to trade.
Also, he had the greatest contract known to man. No cuts, no trades.
So, like, yeah. So, but you, for some reason, Bam thinks you his boy.
Hmm?
You think you were rats off a ship for Kawhi, even with Bam.
It's Kawhi, baby. That was a game changer.
No, oh. That's just the point. That's the point. While he thinking that you got his back.
I do have his back.
Now.
Spo didn't have his back. Didn't even play him that year.
They don't play young players.
They better play Khalil Ware. You know, Mike Woodson, I'm very excited about him yesterday.
Mr. Excitement?
Well, his tone didn't get me excited, but he his words did.
You know, the whole time I was waiting for you to say something like that, but
I'm watching that definitely interview, and I'm like, you probably cursed this man out when he was an Atlanta Hawk and New York Knicks head coach. And then yeah, of course you did. And then now look at you. Oh, coach.
But they don't ever know. You know why? Because for the same reason why I could not wait till we interviewed Kyle Lowry, right? And then he used some old Jedi mind tricks and start talking about golf, and we never got to it.
Tate Sauce says Mike Woodson takes his goatee off at night.
Oh, yeah, that goatee. Dude, he looks like Cleveland.
I wanted to know, why did they have the Wi-Fi of Siberia in Indiana? I was like, what's going on there? That was weird. Oh, man. Anyway, love you, Gogi. We'll take a break. We'll play a little You Dead to Me to close things out after this.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool Rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
You're dead to me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Bury some people. Play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out here on a Friday. So, TMZ's dead to me.
They lie.
They're liars.
They do. You lied.
You lied. Everybody tuned in last night. I don't want to watch a political convention. Boring. You know, I tuned in for 1 second. There was a hack joke. I'm like, I'm out. Boop. Sorry. But a lot of people tuned in last night because TMZ claimed, hey, the Bayhive was going to be buzzing. There was supposed to be a Beyonce concert. No Beyonce.
Oh, you talking about the DNC?
Yeah.
Oh, they had you guys.
And TMZ, they give the biggest damages done retraction of all time. And they tried to get cute with it.
Mm.
They said, to quote the great Beyonce, we got to lay our cards down, down, down. We got this one wrong. Don't give me jokes.
That was awful, too. They deserve a minus one for that.
Minus one. And you're dead to me, TMZ.
By the way.
Minus one.
Pink's daughter could sing.
For sass.
Did she sing yesterday?
Yeah. Pink's daughter.
That's cool. It's not Willow, right?
But like,
I think so. I think it's Willow.
Wouldn't you, when you bust a scoop like that, when you botch it, is it time for the jokey jokes?
Right.
Not time for the jokey jokes, Leroy. TMZ, dead to me.
Mary Morris performed, I believe it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
What do you got, Leroy? Who's dead to you?
I'm going to tell you what's dead to me. All these wishy-washy ass weathermen. Right? You come on after it's Captain Obvious and say rain in the area. Well, no, you really? I want you to come on and tell me it's on the way. So I can prepare. Don't tell me when, the little thing on the bottom, thunderstorms in the area. I can see that myself.
So many lies.
Let me do the real people weather. Not the weather with Doppler 6 and whatever. The real, go look outside, throw your finger up in the air and tell you which way the wind's blowing and the clouds and all that. I don't need no damn radar. I'm gonna be participating in outdoor events. So I need to know. And I need to be accurate so I can plan my day accordingly.
They need to have Leroy in as like, you remember when PTI would get things wrong and they'd go to Stat Boy? When the weather gets wrong, they should have Leroy on a stool and like WPLG just goes over.
Nah, player.
Omissions and errors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're gonna have a hard time believing. Get me to understand, believe your weather. When a hurricane comes, you use the European model. You live right here. Shouldn't your model be the best?
Some people do like European cars better.
Just saying.
Man, who's that to you, J-Fig?
So, flying is hard as it is.
Flying?
Flying
what?
You talking about the birds that you
traveling?
About,
like planes. Traveling. Because
you seem to clip the whole bunch of birds that they thought could fly and they thought they was okay.
They're interrupting me.
Okay, well, go ahead. Do your thing. I'm sorry. I apologize. My bad.
God, I had my last flight.
Minus one.
You had a bird that looked big as
minus school. One.
Why couldn't he just fly away? You had him in a death grip.
He was clipped.
Damn. Yeah. Death grip, clip. Jeez.
Yep.
Yep.
Ruthless, dude.
Guys, watch this bird come back.
She knocked out a rainforest.
Didn't make it. Okay, go. Flying is hard.
Yes, traveling is hard as it is, okay? And some people get a lot of anxiety, boarding plane, and whatnot. So people who make it worse for others are dead to me.
Who's making it worse for you?
Not for me, but like in general. Like if I were to have been on the plane when that guy with the bleeding scalp was sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
You're being inconsiderate to everybody else who's on the plane. And you already know that once they're telling you to get out of the plane, they're not going to move. They've already made a decision. They're not going to continue going on their own little way. And they're not going to...
I also mean this respectfully, too. You're dead. I love this.
I know where you're going with this. I think I'm going to say the same thing.
I love South Florida, all right? This is my home. When we started putting cement mixer in people's asses... You need to stop getting surgeries done down here, especially squirrely ones. Like a twofer on a hair transplant down in South Florida. I'm sorry, dude. You should have sniffed that one out. Like I gotta tell you, like that.
He probably spent more money on his flight.
My thing is that if you're gonna do a procedure somewhere, shouldn't you just like stay a couple days to make sure nothing goes wrong, just in case you get
infection because guess what? Let me tell you. Hold on. Let me tell you what happens, J-Fig.
You're exposing yourself to other people.
No, let me tell you what happens. They go, hey, if I come down here and get this surgery, can I just fly right back? Oh, yeah, no problem.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Jiffy Lube shop.
So, like, but you got to understand, if you're not going to a reputable place, then you're not going to get a reputable answer. So, but here, like, I would have thought this. When I was leaving, and my head was a little bloody, probably hurt. And the guy says, that's normal. You should have known then.
Why would you board a plane
because you already had the ticket. You already had the ticket.
No. Reschedule it. Do something. They're very nice when it comes to that. I have been able to postpone flights, okay?
What, you get work done somewhere and you couldn't get to change your flight?
Do I look like I've had work done?
She had work done when she took me out.
Yeah, don't answer that question, huh?
No, but it's just very typical, right, for you to say that and flip it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I was laughing at. Mm-hmm. I was never going to answer that question. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the end of it. But then you had to keep going.
Vlad,
that's how people. That's how men get in trouble, right there. Right?
Vlad, save Leroy. Who's dead to you?
It's gonna be to piggyback off Jay Figg's airplane and just people just being ridiculous. It's former NFL offensive lineman and a fellow Haitian.
Yeah, we heard this one.
And a fellow Haitian.
Oh no!
What are you doing? What are you drinking or taking that requires you to urine on another individual?
It's tough.
And then sit on somebody else's lap.
And then
so
yeah,
he wasn't done after that.
Come on, what are we doing here? What were you taking? All right.
And then get aggressive after you made a mistake.
Fam, so, and you're in Europe. That's at least minimum 6 hour flight. So whatever you're taking is not going to last you that long.
Are you more shocked that he did that or that nobody tried to stop him?
No, I'm more shocked that he did it. Ain't nobody going to stop a big offensive lineman, you know, taking a, you know.
But he was built. He wasn't built like that no more. He was built like Dwayne Dedman. He was skinny.
He's still a big boy.
7 foot, you know, six foot seven in a plane, Leroy. Like, you're like a giraffe, you know, trying to. It's still uncomfortable.
Nate Toff is funny. He said he was just put on the PUP list.
Man. What you got going on, Tobes? What you got going on this weekend?
Not much, man. A lot of, I'm going, you know, I'm going to go take a break, you know, maybe go grab a sandwich or something and then come back.
Remember when you were younger and you would do the morning show, then go to the gym and then do our show?
Yep.
And then cut up sound?
Yep. This is what we got going on. Tomorrow I got some Tapped Out, so I got some radio tomorrow night. So no big plans, you know, just chilling, relaxing. Nothing in the holster. I do want to mention, though, I did get a comment here from Vanda on social media and says, y'all listen to the show. Leroy is tripping. I 100% agree that week two is a statement game.
No, you. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wait, just because you use the language.
I swear to God.
No, Leroy tripping.
I swear to God. I got receipts.
What? Here. So you win week two. Does that get you in the playoffs?
Here's what it says.
It does nothing for your season.
If we lose to Buffalo week two, all hell will break loose. Stephen A. will fry us. Chris Sims and Mike Florio, or whatever his name is, will have a field day. Yeah, we definitely can't lose. I can't believe these guys are acting like they don't know what a damn statement game is.
And you got 15 games left.
That's what. And you got another game against them on the road. If you win that game, that's more of a statement game than winning at home.
Here's what happens. Is people like these people here that can very easily move the bar. Because if they beat Buffalo week two, you know what they're going to say? Well, it don't matter. They got to beat Buffalo and Buffalo. And it just moved. Mark my words. I'm happy with the split. That's what's gonna happen.
I'm happy with the split.
You're just gonna move the bar, but you know
I'm happy with the bar.
I want to tell you why you're gonna move the bar? Because it's week two.
I didn't move the bar.
Because then you're gonna say, okay, well, you know, they have the real problems in November and December. You know, it's just gonna keep moving.
There are multiple statement games throughout the year. Like, it's not the only statement they have to make, but it's the first
one. I think they're all statement games.
No, that's not true. You can't say that.
You make assumptions on what your team should or shouldn't do. I do not. I take every game serious because you never know. They got pros too.
Okay. You're going to sit here and you're going to act like week 10 versus the Cardinals is the same.
They lost to Tennessee.
So I know.
It's possible. Why do you assume that your team's supposed to beat all the teams that you think they're better than?
What?
Like, it doesn't always happen. Look at Kansas City last year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought that they were done halfway through the season because of the teams they had lost to. So what are you talking about?
Dolphins lost to them 2 a.m. in Germany. It was an oon stinker.
I'm gonna kink you. Because it just won't stop.
Minus one.
That was a real DM though. I didn't make that up.
That's a lie. I want to see screenshots.
I'll send it to you. They said they even wanted to call.
They should have called.
They should have called, but they didn't. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe
it. It would be hard for you to call as somebody else with your burn.
Like a setup.
Right. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Swear to God, I'm sending it right now.
You read it 2 seconds ago. How far, much farther back do you have to go?
I'm not doing it. I'm getting a screenshot and I'm sending it to the group chat. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you too, Vlad. So you know I'm good for this.
Is it the same person who photoshopped this?
I don't know. That's real to me. I mean, you know.
To you. Everything's real to you.
Why is Wardell Curry Wardell Curry in on our picture right now? What did you do, Toby?
Well, somebody alleged that he switched his Instagram bio. JFig thinks it's photoshopped. I don't know. I seem to trust NBA Central, so we'll see. But it could be the first turn.
What? Hold on.
What?
First of all,
yep.
This is just a text, right?
It's a DM.
It's a DM.
Oh, okay.
It's a DM. Instagram.
Oh, I mean, he did say that.
See? I told you. You think I just make things up?
It's like talking to Looney Tunes and they think I'm crazy.
It is.
Oh, I shouldn't have sent you that part.
It is.
Throwing everyone under the bus like Bam. Remember that?
Yeah.
Marcos agrees, by the way. He's just responded.
He don't said, count. You don't. You state. Only count when you come to work.
Sunny Steve said you DM'd yourself.
Listen, I was already plotting my course to go pick up Marcos.
In Jacksonville?
No.
Oh, down here.
Going, dummy. Man, he wasn't. Remember, originally he was going to work until about, you know how he does it.
Is he going to Jacksonville or Orlando? Where's he going?
He's going to Jamlando. He's going to Orlando.
I was about to say that. That Jacksonville ride is rough.
Channing has a show this weekend.
By the way.
Oh, that's this weekend?
Yes.
There is nothing.
Nothing.
When you ride to Jacksonville, once you get past Daytona, good luck. How could you be that close to the water and have no life?
And by the way, has anybody spent more on advertising up there than Risque Cafe? 900 billboards. The good thing my son never looks up from his.
Why did they have that? Let me tell you this. When they threw that Super Bowl, they realized after like the 5 minutes they were there, we're never coming back here for another Super Bowl.
Nah, never.
What, in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Remember people had to stay on boats?
Yeah, and it was cold.
They barely had enough people for UFC when it was up there. Barely enough space.
Mm. The water is brown.
It's a gross city. It is.
I can't comment on brown water because if you ever been to the Gulf.
Oh, man. What a time. But no, man, it should be a fun week. What are you planning on tonight for Korean barbecue? You got a game plan?
I don't know. I looked at the menu.
You're a pre-menu looker?
Yeah, I do. Well, here's the deal. Most of the places I go to, I already know what's up. So I may get there and look at the menu, but I already know because I'm all about going places where I'm going to enjoy the food, right? So if I change it up at a restaurant, I know that I've had it before or whatever. I don't say, which is special. You know what? I'll try that. That's not me. I'm there to eat. I'm not there to try stuff. This ain't a taste test.
Is there appetizers? Like, they got a good appetizer that you cook too?
I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I think there is.
I don't know.
Let me know.
I'm just look. I don't know. Should I eat a sandwich before I go? Because
I don't know.
It's not on my list. On my list of foods.
Have an appetizer at home.
Yeah, Leroy. How long do you need? Like hour wise, like to give yourself a good amount of time to eat a meal. Like if you're going to go out to a restaurant like that. Like right now, it's about to
I
be would, two.
Like if I was going to one of my faves. I would just hold off.
So you would hold off? Like if you were going to Capitol Grill.
I would just eat like a little piece of fruit or something. If I was going to, you know, one of my spots, I'd just eat a little something light because I know I'm going to get my eater.
You don't take a warm-up lap, you know, just to stretch the stomach a little bit?
No. Because I already know the different items that I get. Now, if I was going to Capitol Grill and I decide I was going to have fish, I eat a sandwich right after the show because that fish is light. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like eating no meat, no beef, so I get a piece of fish. But if I, and I do that, because no, keep in mind, the appetizers, I fill the table up with appetizers. We go, we get the calamari with the peppers.
Yeah.
We get that. Then we get the mac and cheese, lobster mac and cheese. Oof. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
Leroy's not going to last. Leroy's not going to last. He's already hungry as we speak. He's not going to last.
Yeah, he's not going to last. He's not gonna last.
I want to see pictures.
He's Can I just say this?
What time is your dinner?
7.
Oh, you're not going to last the next 5 hours.
You need to have
I got some fruit. I got some fruit. I got some fruit stuff
fruit
ready.
Fruit is not going to hold you
off.
You
want that?
Huh? You need to eat something.
What sucks is, during the break, I went and looked at the watermelon, and my wife cut some watermelon and some pineapple and some cantaloupe, and I'm looking at it and like, man, this is real watery. I need some substance. Right? So I think I can feel a rib. I don't know what I need to do that.
And you've already had and not only that, you've already put yourself through fasting this week.
Oh, yesterday was worse because I couldn't eat nothing and my blood work was at 11:45. Whew. So you can't eat that whole morning.
Oh, wow. You couldn't eat from the night before, right?
Yeah, you got to eat something.
10 to 12 hours.
All right, everybody. That is our show for today. We'll talk to you rascals on Monday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.